Hello listeners, Colin here with another Boo to You, and we're now up to Boo number 2, so we're doing quite well. The object of my little chat today is to really consider the use of what the broadcasters rather patronisingly call amateur video footage on television news bulletins. And I say this in the light of what I'm seeing on TV and also on the internet that's coming out of Brisbane as the city in Australia is devastated by flooding. And what is apparent to me when I watch the TV broadcasts is how some video clips seem to crop up in more than one bulletin. I don't just mean one broadcaster, but across several broadcasters. Now, in the UK, we have three major news suppliers, really. One's BBC Television, the other one's ITN, who supplies bulletins to some of the independent TV networks, and of course the other one is the Sky Network, owned by the Murdoch clan. And so what's happening is that we're seeing what looks to me like less material coming from their people on the ground, on site, in the floods, in Brisbane, and more material that's coming from ordinary people on the street, people who have camcorders or people who have pretty high quality recording facilities on their mobile phones. We also see, of course, stuff that comes in from the major networks, the Australian TV networks and their local affiliates. But this stuff one would normally see, and you know, there's a general sort of sharing agreement between international broadcasters over this kind of stuff. But the amount of material that's shot by ordinary people is significantly high this time round. The problem is that you can tell which comes from the ordinary people, because it suffers from all the usual hallmarks that we associate with what they call amateur video footage, which is a pity, really. I can think back to when I was shooting video very early on in the 1970s. The broadcast guys used to say to us at that time, we were shooting the first generation of portable video. Okay, this was small gauge formats, half inch tape. This didn't meet the specification as laid down for broadcasting use. We couldn't get it, you know, past the broadcast scrutineering. And the broadcast guys used to sneer at us. They used to say, you know, this thing will never take on. You know, we'll always be filming news on 16mm film and such like. And, of course, we used to laugh and say, no, it isn't. Well, these days, of course, we've seen that that simply was not true and that everybody shoots news on video. How else would you do it these days? But the problem is that with ordinary people, although the quality of the technology has changed hugely, you know, we've got high definition video now for, you know, £300-400, and very, very high quality, certainly as compared with broadcast quality in the 70s, even the 80s and even the 90s. And yet people still make the same mistakes when they shoot it. And I was looking at a clip on YouTube earlier of, you know, one scene in the flooding, quite a spectacular scene. And yet the person who wielding the camcorder made so many fundamental mistakes that it really did differentiate material that I would have expected from broadcasters from that which is shot by a so-called amateur broadcaster. And I think that's a real, an amateur cameraman rather, and I think that's a real pity. If only such people would think really carefully about the scene that they're going to be recording once they hit the red button. Don't what we call hosepipe the scene. People just wave the camera around and use the camera in the same way that they would scan a scene with their eyes, forgetting that somebody else has got to watch this stuff, you know. And a scene that I saw, for instance, was of a person waving from left to right, right to left to right, zooming in, zooming out. And it's a shame, really, because if that person had thought really carefully about what they were filming, we could have had some really good footage. But that was shown on TV. I've seen it several times. So what does that tell us? That the broadcasters can't be bothered and that you're doing it for them? I don't know. But please, if you're going to shoot some video, think about what you're shooting. Look at the scene before you press the red button and then use your camcorder on each scene like you would with a still camera. Record a bit of it, stop. Record another bit, stop. And build up a picture, you know, in a sequence of shots as to what it is that you're looking at. Anyway, I'm going to have a look at some more YouTube footage now. And since I'm up to my 5-minute limit, I'm going to sign off and say thanks for joining and pick me up on the next one. Bye.